From WFIU Public Radio at Indiana University, welcome to the A Moment of Science podcast, bringing engaging science to those with unlimited curiosity but a limited amount of time.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
Runaway tale on this moment of science. One common misconception people have regarding evolution is that the gradual changing of physical forms always benefits the species in question. A good counterexample to this can be found in a particular evolutionary model known as Fisher's Runaway Selection Model. Named after a British geneticist, the Fisherian model of runaway sexual selection suggests that evolving traits can continue to reinforce themselves well past the point of efficiency. Take the case of birds. A short tail is the most useful kind for flying. However, in many species of bird, the females show a preference for longer, gaudier appendages in males. That means the females who choose longer-tailed males have just upped their chances of passing on their genes. Why? Because their sons will also have long tails and thus be found attracted by future females, whereas their daughters will also be attracted to long-tailed males and also produce long-tailed sons. You can see that once started, this cycle will just keep repeating itself indefinitely. It has entered a runaway phase. Tails will continue to become longer and gaudier across the generations simply because the bigger ones will always be favored over the smaller ones. Moreover, such a process can continue well past the point when the resulting tails become unusable for flying altogether, and indeed have no use other than attracting mates. Only when the tails become life-threateningly large will the cycle be broken. We may see the end result of this kind of thing in the peacock, for example, which sports a famously enormous and colorful plumage but couldn't possibly get off the ground. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Barry Sinervo. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from BP, which is working to provide today's energy while transitioning to a low-carbon future. More information at bp.com/US.